Live.com. Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 800-259-9231. Welcome to the show if you're just tuning in. We're glad you're here. This is a show about anything. Yeah, you can call in, talk about politics, talk about your personal life, talk about something in between those two, whatever it is that's on your mind. You got a rant you want to get off your chest, you've got an agenda you want to push, we're here for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And we're here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time, so anything goes.
That's right. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It is your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or log on at freestateproject.org.
Yes, indeed. freestateproject.org. So our number, again, is 1-800-259-9231. The email address is ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com. And if you email us, we might just read your email live on the air, so keep that in mind. Plus, the rest of the website, there's a lot of cool stuff there, including the bulletin board system. Thousands of posts for you to look through, hundreds of users. You raising your hand? Yes, Manwich? Yes, Manwich?
Just go ahead.
Do you have a question, Manwich?
I have no question. Go ahead.
The bulletin board system, the shrine of female listeners. We've got a brand new shriner. There's also the archives. 6 days worth of the show, fully archived, downloadable for free on the house. And, of course, live streaming and much, much more. It's all there for you at freetalklive.com. You hate it when I call on you.
You know, the thing is, I hate it when you refer to anything that people can't see. You remember when Big Jim Davis took us into the office, like I must have been the first couple of weeks that we were doing the radio show, and he told us how to do things and not to mention technical stuff, and here you are, the big broadcaster that runs this show, and you call on me because I've got my arm up and I want to interject.
Well, I paused and you didn't interject.
You didn't pause. You jumped right into Manwich.
I paused. And then I said Manwich because you didn't say anything. Like, hello?
Then pause longer.
All right. 1-800-259-9231.
So... What?
I paused longer.
You are an incredible jackass.
All right. So anyway, the show's about your phone calls. Anything that's on your mind, again, 800-259-9231. I pre-sold this last hour, right before we went to the final break. Because it's, a little revealing. As though, in case you hadn't heard anything like this from our administration, you're going to hear it now. Here's an interesting quote for you. From a top Homeland Security official. We have to abridge individual rights, change the societal conditions, and act in ways that heretofore were not in accordance with our values and traditions.
This guy's sick.
Like giving a police officer or security official the right to search you without a judicial finding of probable cause.
What? He said that?
End quote.
Oh my God.
No, that's not King George III speaking. Those are the words of U.S. Army Lieutenant General, retired, Patrick M. Hughes.
Patrick M. Hughes, kiss my ass, you stinking authoritarian bureaucrat.
Nazi scum. He is apparently the top intelligence official of the Department of Homeland Security. That's right. The top intelligence official of the Department of Homeland Security.
I hope those quotes were taken out of context.
Let me read. That's the full quote. There's no little dot, dot, dot in there. You know how kind of when they do quotes from people, they'll put the period, 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 and that means that they took something out of the quote? Or, no, this is a full quote, uninterrupted. Here, I'll read it again for you, just in case it didn't sink in the first time. Quote, we have to abridge individual rights, change the societal conditions, and act in ways that heretofore were not in accordance with our values and traditions. Like giving a police officer or security official the right to search you without a judicial finding of probable cause.
Mm.
That pesky probable cause. They just want to throw that right out the window, don't they?
God.
General Hughes made his anti-Fourth Amendment, anti-freedom comments 8 months before President Bush appointed him to his Department of Homeland Security post. Do you really still think that this man, George W. Bush, and this jackass really believe they're doing the right thing for freedom? Really believe?
Oh, I believe that he really does think that he's doing the right thing.
That he doesn't think that this is...
Not for freedom, but for people's safety. He's willing to trade their freedom for safety.
He's not a real American, in my opinion.
I believe that is an un-American statement.
Okay, so Bush appointed him to his DHS post, his Department of Homeland Security post, though they were not reported until a few weeks ago, when Congressional Quarterly Magazine obtained a transcript. He made them during a March 2003 Harvard University forum on Future Conditions, the Character and Conduct of War 2010 and 2020. Here's some more quotes from Mr. Hughes. Things are changing. And this change is happening because things can be brought to us that we cannot afford to absorb. We can't deal with them, so we're going to reach out and do something ahead of time to preclude them. Is that going to change your lives? It already has. At the time of his statement, General Hughes was a private consultant whose clients included the CIA, the FBI, the Defense Advanced Research Projects, Agency, which is DARPA, DIA, Raytheon, General Dynamics, Northrop Grumman, SRI International, Antian, Boeing, Rand Corp, and others, according to the Congressional Quarterly. In his current position, Hughes heads up the Department of Homeland Security's intelligence analyst efforts and coordinates with other members of the intelligence community, as well as with such interagency blah, 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 according to Congressional...
He's got quite a resume, this fella.
According to the Congressional Quarterly, the White House, the Department of Homeland Security, and General Hughes himself, shockingly have not responded to questions about those remarks. No comment! It's official that he made the remarks, but apparently they just don't want to talk about it.
I'm sure they don't.
Very is that frightening to you, Manwich?
It is frightening. It grabs my heart in my chest and squeezes a little bit.
Does it make you wonder what's in store for the next 4 years here in the state of America?
I bet this guy would bring back the draft.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And Georgie Boy appointed him to his position. This is one of his buddies. One of his friends.
Scary.
I'll read it again. Just for emphasis, because I just think it's great. We have to abridge individual rights. Change societal conditions and act in ways that heretofore were not in accordance with our values and traditions. Screw those values and American traditions! You know those constitutional foundations that this country was founded on? That silly little Fourth Amendment that protects you from unreasonable search and seizure? Screw that! We're gonna change it! Now we're gonna give police officers and security officials the right to search your ass without judicial finding a probable cause. So for any reason whatsoever. What's that? You don't want to give up your fingerprint like they want you to do now in Green Bay, Wisconsin with a little traffic stop? You get a speeding ticket, you have to give up your fingerprint? What's that? You don't want to do that? Looks like we're going to have to search you. Oh, wait, maybe we'll just search everybody now, because apparently that's what they want. And if they're going to have the right to search everybody, that must mean they'll have the right to pull anybody over for any sort of random searches, right? Because everybody's a suspect now in America.
Why can't these authoritarian jerks, these Nazis in American uniforms, go start their own country?
I don't know.
Why do they have to take over ours?
Maybe because they have control. They've managed to gain control of the United States of America, the allegedly most free country on the face of the earth. Which, of course, we're now ranked number 12 according to the Index of Economic Freedom. We're now ranked number 12 in economic freedoms in the world.
I don't know if I want to be more free economically than Hong Kong.
Just because you're scared of freedom doesn't mean that you don't deserve it, Manwich. 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. If you've got a comment on these thugs, these other thugs, and by the way, here's a quote from James Madison, who happened to be the fourth president of the United States, back when our presidents actually had some modicum of integrity. He says this, quote, "The means of defense against a foreign danger historically have become the instruments of tyranny at home." They knew what was going on back then.
Mm-hmm.
They knew what was to come if we did not adhere to the Constitution, and we didn't.
Nope.
We let it fall by the wayside, and in place we took our television and our six packs of beer and sat back on the couch and watched the next episode of Roseanne. This is Free Talk Live, and you can comment about anything. It's your show, so take control. 800-259-9231.
Hey, gang, it's time for a fresh, healthy start. Take charge and lose that unwanted fat with Vim and Vigor's Collagenate. You know, collagenate's different than the other stuff. Vim and Vigor's Collagenate works with your body to improve fat metabolism, and that means a leaner, healthier you. Vim and Vigor's collagenate really does work. So what are you waiting for? Call Vim and Vigor today at 1-800-622-THIN and learn how you can lose weight the safe and healthy way with collagenate. No ephedra, no stimulants, none of that stuff, and it's healthy for you. In addition to assisting you lose weight, collagenate's also designed to help improve the strength and health of muscles, joints, skin, hair, and nails. So take collagenate and rejuvenate. Call Vim and Vigor today at 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-8446. And hey, get $25 off a 3-month supply of collagenate. Lose fat, get toned, and enjoy the many anti-aging benefits of Vim and Vigor's collagenate. But you got to call them today. 1-800-622-8446. Easy way to remember it? 1-800-622-THIN.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Do you want to be able to listen to adult programming? Make your own decisions about what your children can see and hear? Or have reporters tell you when politicians use gutter language or engage in sexual misconduct? Well, too bad. Congress wants to take these things away from you by imposing huge fines on broadcasters for indecent speech. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizeDC.org. I'm also a parent with 3 young children. Like you, I don't want Congress making my decisions about what I can see or hear or how I raise my children. Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizeDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizeDC.org and send Congress a message. That's www.DownsizeDC.org. Don't censor our programs.
Hi folks, this is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste, big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. This is your show, and that's why we call it Free Talk Live. Take control. Anything goes. Personal, political, whatever it is that happens to be on your mind. We're here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time tonight. But never fear, if you're not near a phone, you can always email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. Of course, there's much, much more for you to do and to experience and all on the house at freetalklive.com. So be sure you check that out in your spare time. And it's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Manwich, what do you got next? Because it's just too depressing to talk about this Homeland Security bureaucrat who wants to basically have us surrender all of our freedoms. I mean, this guy is in control now. It's crazy. Crazy what's going on.
I got an article here that I feel sort of shows how authoritarianism creeps into everything.
Okay.
The government has unveiled a new food pyramid scheme.
Are you serious?
Yeah. It's so the FDA or whatever has come up with a new food pyramid.
Okay.
The government on Wednesday told Americans to slash their calorie intake and exercise 30 to 90 minutes a day, updating guidelines that advise people to lose weight, but gave a few specifics on how to do it. The new dietary guidelines will be used to update the familiar old food pyramid, which to me is kind of still new.
How old is that thing? I mean, it's been around for a long time.
Not
since I was in school, elementary school.
RDA. They had the RDA before that. And
okay.
Anyway. Most people recognize it, but few heed it. The revision will be the pyramid's first revision since 12 years ago. The advice is not really new.
And that just shows how damn slow government is. And first of all, not that you should trust them to give you health advice anyway.
That's kind of my point is, how Orwellian is this? How weird is this? The government is putting out nutritional information for you. Mm-hmm. I mean, aren't they there to preserve the public welfare and protect the peace or whatever? It doesn't make any sense to me that they're out there. You should be eating more fruits and vegetables. You should be exercising 90 minutes a day. All right, jumping jacks, go. 1, 2, 3, 4. 2, 2, 3, 4. Faster, faster, Manwich, faster.
Now I'm.
It's crazy. It's Orwellian. It's weird. What are they putting out a food pyramid for? Oh, I don't want my tax dollars going to put out a food pyramid. It's just bizarre that they would even consider that it's their role, that it's their place to tell Americans who are too stupid and too fat to figure it out on their own, that this is how they should be eating and this is how they should be acting. It's weird, don't you think?
Yeah, it's definitely a little bit frightening. I agree with that.
It's just, I don't know. And the thing is that people hear it, it's news, it just flies right over their heads, no big deal, the government's telling us how we should be exercising and eating, and I'll continue to exercise and eat however I want.
Let's come back to it in a little bit. This is a show where you can interrupt us at 1-800-259-9231. We got Ryan on the line in New Hampshire. Ryan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Ryan, what's going on?
Not much.
How are you listening to the show, Ryan?
On the internet.
Excellent.
Yep. I actually found your website for the Free State. Free State forums.
Too cool.
Are you one of the Free Staters, or just to them?
Live here.
Well, you already live in New Hampshire.
Right. I've lived here my whole life.
Do you support the Free State Project movement?
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
Excellent.
I haven't met any of them, but...
It's good to have you on the side of freedom. What's on your mind tonight, Ryan?
I was actually reading this article the other day about this judge in New York who ruled that the police can place a GPS tracking device on your car without any sort of order or warrant.
Oh, my gosh. If they're investigating you?
Apparently, they don't even have to be investigating you. This judge, apparently they would be investigating you, but the judge basically said that since the police can tail you wherever you go on the road anyways, that you have no expectation of privacy while on the road, and they can just place a GPS tracking device and tamper with your car and place it on your car.
Wow. So that's not a property rights violation in that judge's mind?
Apparently not.
I mean, I can understand the logic behind that. I understand how he made that connection in his mind, but it's totally wrong.
Right, right.
And of course it came out of New York. Ugh.
Yeah.
It's just little chips against your constitutional freedoms. Little pink, 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 little chips.
Mm-hmm. So basically, now in New York, the police can put a little tracking device on your car for any reason whatsoever. They don't even have to talk to a judge first.
Right.
They're interested in you. They can track your ass.
Right. That's what the article.
You don't have to be guilty of a crime. They can just track you.
Now, here's my question. Not that anyone's ever going to know it. I mean, I'm sure there's some sort of gizmo out there that can detect GPS tracking devices, but I don't think most people have them. Get in your car and beep, 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 beep. Uh-oh, there's a tracking device on my car, and then you have to go find it. Would it be, if you somehow managed to stumble across a strange little device on the inside of your wheel well, I wonder if it would be against the law to remove it, since it's police property.
Step on it and stick it in an envelope and send it back to the cops?
Yeah.
You know, people were actually discussing that, and they were wondering if it would be legal to eBay the item.
To eBay it. I bet they'd have your ass in a sling because it's police property.
Right, right.
Now I'd eBay it.
Here's another thought, though. Someone mentioned that if there's no right to privacy on the road, that it would also be legal for civilians to tail a police car. So why can't the citizen go down to the police station and place GPS tracking devices on every single squad car?
That's brilliant.
Stream those results to a website.
That is brilliant.
Actually,
you know what? It's interesting that you bring that up, Ryan, because I came up with this idea, and I found out today that it wasn't an original idea at all. I had come up with this idea called CopWatch. And the idea is to give a couple of guys some video cameras, have a couple guys with video cameras in cars, and have them drive around the streets or listen in on a police scanner or something like that to find out where the police activity is, show up on the scene, and start rolling tape on the cops. And,
exactly.
You know, just as a kind of a preventative measure, because the cops are much less likely to act nasty towards people if they're being recorded, right?
Sure.
So I kind of came up with this idea. I thought it was a great idea, and it's something I'd like to do maybe when I get to New Hampshire, when I have some free time on my hands. But then I discovered someone's already doing it. In fact, there is already a website called copwatch.org, and it originated in, of all places, Berkeley, California. And they actually have guys, and there's some other cities around the country that have picked up the program as well. And it's exactly as I had thought of. People with video cameras showing up on the scene and recording the cops. And they get the reactions that I expected them to get. The cops basically underhandedly, silently threatening them.
Well, I'm sure.
And it's very, very interesting. I think we absolutely have the right to watch what the police are doing, and I think that we should keep an eye on the police. I think it's a great idea, Ryan.
Definitely.
So what are you doing up there in New Hampshire with the Free State, are you working with the New Hampshire Underground?
No. I haven't really checked into that, I've gone to the forums a few times and mm-hmm.
What's your history with the Free State Project? How did you find it in the first place?
Basically, I just heard about it, and, I'm on the internet a lot, so I found it, and I just went there.
Okay, now you're talking far, far away. We have some sort of weird phone problem, Ryan. But hey, dude, we are glad you're up there. We're glad you're making a difference. You might want to check out the New Hampshire Underground at nhunderground.com. Very interesting movement there, and hopefully we'll hear from you again. Ryan, thanks for the call, okay?
Excellent.
1-800-259-9231, toll free. This is your show. Take control. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
AHealthyLifeChoice.com now offers Dr. Sid Sanford's latest homeopathic complex formulations. Virility for men and Venus for women can increase stamina and sensitivity. Helps men with erectile dysfunction and lubrication for women. Enhances your immune system, helps gain muscle mass and much more. Reverses the effects of aging, improves your sex life, lose wrinkles naturally, no more cellulite, improves your vision and memory retention. AHealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578. Our many formulations rejuvenate HGH and athletic factor. For men and women can increase energy and build muscle mass while losing fat. Stressed? Anxiety-ridden? Eliminate stress and anxiety naturally by day while promoting sleep at night. Help your body heal itself with our complex formulations. AHealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578. 866-318-4578. The choice is yours.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the backbreaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. This is your show, and you can bring up anything. Whatever is on your mind, just like Ryan did. He interrupted us talking about the new important food pyramid. It has been re-released and updated to represent the new 21st century Americans' dietary habits, or what they should be according to the government. Was that authoritative sounding?
It is authoritative sounding.
That's my authoritative newsman voice.
The thing is, it's an inappropriate thing to say. The government, it's completely inappropriate that the government would be telling us what we should eat, how often we should exercise. I mean, isn't that what Jane Fonda's for? Really. Or whomever. I mean, whatever your fitness guru is, or whatever silly Hollywood person that you think is the right one, uh-huh. Madonna, and, you know, she's into Pilates now, I guess.
Well, the other insult here is that the idea that we're all built the same. That one size fits all. That's always the government message. That's how it's always been. One size fits all when it comes to education. Because we have to have national standards. Because, Lord knows, Washington, D.C. must know how the kids in Tennessee learn. How the kids in Kansas learn. How the kids in California learn. They all must learn exactly the same way. The same thing with this. All human beings are the same. You must eat the same exact diet. Because we said so. The idea itself is totally asinine on its face. And what do the news people say about it? Look, there's a new food pyramid. Look, let's talk to some experts. What do you think, experts? Oh, boy, I think the food pyramid is great.
They're so stupid. And they're such toadies for the government. Oh, okay, there's a food pyramid. Let's report about it. Let's do big news items about it. It's yuck.
Let's look at the old pyramid and
they should be saying, what in the world are you jackasses talking about?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it's completely inappropriate. I mean, is the government going to now tell me what position I should be having sex with my wife in?
Maybe.
It's completely just inappropriate things for them to be saying.
Some of them will tell you that. As a matter of fact, in some states, sodomy is illegal.
Well, it doesn't really affect me.
It doesn't affect me either, but some people it does. Not that they have cameras in our bedrooms yet. Is that what's coming next?
Thinking about outlawing different types of food?
Can you imagine this? Can you imagine? We talk about the kind of deferential attitude, the sheepish, I don't mind all these searches, I don't have anything to hide. Do you think that all these cowards who are saying that they don't have anything to hide, these wimpy Americans, do you think that they'd say the same thing if government, the Department of Homeland Security said, we'd like to institute a voluntary camera in the home program. We'll call it the CIH program, cameras in the home program. We'll give you a free camera for your home. Just think of the protection. Just think of the protection that it could give you against maybe your nanny beating your kids or some sort of thief coming in your home at night. The government will give you, we'll even come in and hook it up for you, a camera in your own home, linked into a central database being monitored by government bureaucrats in Washington, D.C.
How and then many we'll Americans charge you taxes to do it?
How many Americans would sign on for that and say, I'll sign up. I don't have anything to hide.
Well, I think that it's clear that if you offer some the most awful thing, that some people will take it as a good thing to do. But here's the question is, what if the coppers came to your house and said, Mr. Ian, we got this camera in the home that we want to put in your house. You don't mind, do you? And I wonder how many people would say, sure, I don't mind, officer, because this whole sheepish attitude that we have. Well, they sure would. You can believe that. I can't begin to guess the percentage, but it would probably be half the Americans. I'm sure more than half would let them put it in. Some amount of them would sabotage the camera.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know what the percentage is.
I mean, I just thought that up, you know? I thought it up. That must mean and again, I just proved a moment ago that my ideas certainly aren't original. With the whole cop watch idea, somebody else had the idea, and they'd already started the concept out on the West Coast. And so if I can think of cameras in the home, you got to think the Department of Homeland Security is busy, 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 working on how they could get Americans to accept that sort of an intrusion of privacy. My own mother, a couple weeks back, told me that she'd let the police search her home if they asked her to, because she doesn't have anything to hide. This rationale is all over this nation. Okay, fine. It's fine if you don't have anything to hide. It's okay if you're not growing a crop of marijuana in the back room. What you do need to do is protect your rights.
Mm-hmm.
You do need to stand up for your Bill of Rights. The things that we have in this country that we are allowing slip through our fingers that the rest of the world dreams about.
Yep.
The rest of the world could only imagine having the right to be free from unreasonable search and seizure. The right to freedom of speech. The right to bear arms. They can't even really fathom. They can only imagine how good that would be. And we, so fat, so lazy here in this country, and it could be argued that it's because of government food regulations is why Americans are fat. Maybe it's because of the food pyramid that's why Americans are overweight. Do you think? Or do you really think that anybody followed the food pyramid anyway?
I think that, it has a level of authority.
It's a pyramid. Strong at the base and equally strong at the top. Huh? Yeah, pointy. There's a pyramid on the back of our dollar bills. And some people would say there's a conspiracy there. So what are the changes, anyway, just out of curiosity, in the food pyramid? What makes the 2004 food pyramid so different, so noteworthy?
Well, they're advocating 30 to 90 minutes of exercise a day.
Was that on the food pyramid before?
No.
90 minutes a day. That's an hour and a half a day. I mean, you take that out, you multiply it times, 365? That's going to be quite a bit of minutes, a few minutes there. 90 minutes times 365, that's 32,850 minutes per year, 547 hours, and that's a lot of days. 547.
Well, people should eat 13 servings of fruit and vegetables a day.
13 servings.
I mean, I don't think that anybody would advocate that.
I'm hoping to sneak in an orange before I go to bed.
It's just, it's kind of ludicrous. 13 servings of fruits and vegetables a day?
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot.
Yeah. And then they say that you should get other things? I mean, because 13, okay, fine. 13 servings, maybe for the whole day for everything I'm going to eat.
Yeah, that would be a vegetarian.
That's a lot of damn food.
Right.
What else do they say you're supposed to have?
I imagine a certain amount of, let's see, that you should eat about 1 level teaspoon of salt each day. That you should drink alcohol in moderation. That's about 1 drink each day for women and 2 for men.
Hmm.
There you go.
They're actually recommending now that Americans drink alcohol.
Well,
that's on the food pyramid. Beer?
Yeah.
There's a beer category on the food pyramid?
I think that is
hard liquor?
It's in moderation, which means that if you already don't drink, you probably shouldn't start. But, I mean, it doesn't say that. It just says that that people should drink in moderation. And it says for those who do drink alcohol.
Oh, okay. I see. All right. What else?
Well, that's about it, man.
That's it?
It's all about exercise.
It's really all about exercise.
Exercise.
What about meat? How much meat are we supposed to eat a day? How much?
It doesn't say? It does not.
I got to see this pyramid. I'm going to take a look at it during the break. 800-259-9231. Not like it's going to change. Not like I'm going to follow the government's recommendations. I follow my stomach's recommendations. If I'm hungry, I eat, and I eat what I want to eat. And some people can't do that. They have to be careful. But please, if you want to be careful about your health, don't listen to what the government has to say about it. We're going to go to Mark in Kansas next. He's listening on KCXL. You can take control of the show. Anything goes. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Yeah. Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now, 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Toll-free 800-259-9231. We're here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. And it's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Anything goes, whether it be political or personal. Yeah, we did the Free State Project thing.
I'm just wondering if we...
Never heard to do it again. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call 1-888-532-4604 or log on at freestateproject.org.
It's not like we're pushing some item we don't believe in or anything.
No, absolutely not. And we're totally behind this.
So if we... I'm just worried that we don't plug them like we said we would, and it's not our normal pattern, you know, it's something that could be easily forgotten.
Hey, by the way, Mark is on the line, and this is the show about your calls, anything goes, so let's go to, it looked like he had dropped off, but he's now back. Mark, you're on from Kansas City, Missouri, listening on KCXL. Hello, Mark.
Hi.
What's on your mind tonight, sir?
Well, when you talk about a government taking rights that it has no business, it really perks my interest up, because I've been really feeling, like ever since 9/11, that this whole thing has been nothing but a shameless power grab, and I get so sick of hearing that everything has changed. Everything has changed. Listen, since 9/11, everything has changed except human nature, and the greed and the lust for power are there all too well, and the fact that they would pass draconian legislation on the heels of a really traumatizing event for our country. I mean, what a sense of invasion I think we've all had over this thing. And for them to exploit this just without conscience and just rubbing their hands together in glee over it. I mean, these guys, I mean, they're just crass repeaters of history.
Yep.
And I really feel that the negative implications of history are breaking down around our ears right now. And do you remember that song a long time ago by Frank Zappa? How he's diddling around in the studio, and just off the top of his head, he says, "Oh, it can't happen here. Oh, it can't happen here." You know, I mean, la-di-da. So many people have always said that. The American people would never let this, what's happening, happen.
How ironic.
Yes. Now, exactly. Mark, I've got a question. Do you think, and this is just from a an abstract thought point of view, do you think that George Bush is malevolently, is that the term?
Malevolent.
Malevolently. Attempting to take away your rights like an evil dictator grabbing them away? Or do you think that he's like a kind mother, and I really like that analogy for him, a kind mother, a kind mother who shelters her child from the dangers of the world? Where would you say he falls in that category?
I tell you what I think. I think George Bush is basically a kind of a get-along, go-along guy. He does what Daddy and Dick Cheney and Don Rumsfeld tell him to do. And I almost get the impression that there was a couple of years ago when both he and Dick Cheney ended up with facial wounds, or it looked like they'd been beaten up.
Huh?
Do you remember that when he choked on a pestle and fell on the coffee table?
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
And Dick Cheney had ran into a German Shepherd about the same time.
Yeah.
I just thought to myself, I wonder if those guys had resisted some weird plan, and Daddy's goons worked him over just to kind of help him get rid of it.
No, I mean, that sounds a little paranoid. I can't see. I mean, if what you're saying is true, and that is that they take their George takes his orders from certain people, I can't see that he would resist them. I mean, because he apparently hasn't resisted a single one of them. He's signed every single bill that has come in front of him. He just loves to sign bills. He'll never veto another. He's never vetoed and will never veto a bill. I mean, that man is totally. I kind of agree with you. I think that he's definitely in the pocket of somebody. He just seems too damn dumb to be able to come up with it all on his own.
Well, I've heard the other side of the story that acts like Ronald Reagan claimed to not remember anything, and he knew darn well what was going on with Iran-Contra. I mean, Reagan was no dummy. I mean, you don't rise that high in the Hollywood hierarchy and to be a complete dick.
Yeah, I agree with that. And also, I think that these people are duplicitous. I do think that they are dishonest, because you have George Bush running in 2000 on a campaign of smaller government. I remember seeing it on his campaign signs. Clearly, he has no idea what that really means. So was he told to run on a campaign of smaller government, or did he actually come up with, that idea? Did he say, "I'm a small government conservative. I'm going to run on a small government campaign."
He did.
And if he thought of it on his own, then you would assume that since he thought of it on his own, he must have some sort of concept for what that means. But he obviously doesn't. So either he didn't think of it as on his own, and he has no concept of what it means, or he's a total evil asshole. Mark?
Okay, yes. I just had one other comment, and then I'll let you go.
Yes, okay. Sir.
I appreciate the fact that you guys, on a predominantly religious network, are able to use adult language once in a while. I mean, semi-adult.
What do you mean by religious network?
Well, almost all the talk show hosts profess kind of almost like an evangelical Christian point of view.
Well, it's a total coincidence. I mean, that's just, it's Genesis Communications Network. While even the name sounds a little bit Christian, it just means they were the first communications network. And they obviously are trying to distance themselves a little bit from their typical show. And that's why they have us on board, because we're kind of the new wave, the new guard, if you will, for GCN.
And it's not that I'm anti-religious, it's just that I don't like climbing on board a bandwagon that George Bush is exploiting right now.
Mark, we are glad you're out there listening. Do us a favor, Mark. Call KCXL tomorrow. Tell him thanks for airing the show, and tell him you want to hear all 3 hours, all right?
I'll do that.
Thanks, Mark.
Thank you, Mark.
We appreciate you listening, and hopefully we'll talk to you again. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control and bring up anything.
The media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant supergerms to the possibility of a flu epidemic due to a vaccine shortage. If we can't rely on traditional medicines, what are you going to do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and be at least 200% to 300% more effective than any other silver product. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, ear, eye, and respiratory infections. It's powerful enough to kill the deadly staph infection, yet completely safe for everyday use by children, adults, and pets. Call International Health for your free audio information package at 1-800-974-1879. We're so sure it works, we guarantee it. That's 1-800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones. Whether you are aware or not, World War III has started. Let me rephrase that. Oil War III has started. Don't kid yourself. The reason we went into Iraq is oil. Now we are looking at the possibility of invading Iran and even Saudi Arabia. Why else would the U.S. be building 13 permanent military installations inside Iraq? Does it look like we're pulling out? The nations of the earth are consuming oil at the rate of 83 million barrels per day and growing. At this rate of consumption, experts predict that oil prices will only go up. Ready Reserves prepared a free booklet explaining the world's oil supply and how it will impact you and how it will change the world forever. Call Ready Reserves at 1-800-453-2202 and ask about the free booklet and what you can do to prepare. That's 800-453-2202. After you read the booklet, you will understand just how dangerous the world has become. That's 1-800-453-2202 or email your request to readyreserves@aol.com. That's 800-453-2202.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its bubble-up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses bubble-up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Toll free, 800-259-9231. We are here for just a few more moments till 10 o'clock Eastern Time tonight. If you, you're just now tuning in, well, you can listen to the whole show online at freetalklive.com. We offer archives, full 6 days worth of archives right there on the front page of the website on the house. Not to mention the bulletin board system with thousands of posts, hundreds of people there taking part in it. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners. We got live streaming and much, much more. All there for you for free at freetalklive.com. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
So, Manwich, all over the map as usual tonight, talking about the erosion of our freedoms. This insanity from the Department of Homeland Security, the claim that we need to just get rid of individual rights, the claim that we just need to let police officers run roughshod all over you and search you whenever they damn well choose. These are the kind of people that are in office, that are in power right now in this nation, and somebody needs to be talking about it, because nobody else in talk radio is. Not even the so-called libertarian, that so-called morning show host out there who's a alleged libertarian. He wouldn't talk about this kind of stuff, would he?
You call that mornings?
Yeah, I guess. Whatever.
9 or 10,
yeah.
I guess, on the air?
Yeah.
Whatever.
I think we're really the only voice out there besides Harry Brown on Saturday nights, who, of course, follows this show. By the way, we have a Saturday night show. It's live from 8 to 10 o'clock on Saturday. Of course, we're also live Monday through Friday from 7 to 10. That's Eastern time. Of course, Harry Brown follows us on Saturday nights from 10 to midnight on the same network that we're on. So most of our affiliates who carry us also carry Harry's show. I think besides us and Harry, there's really nothing else out there. I wish I could say there was like this whole network of libertarian, freedom-loving talk shows in this nation, and maybe someday there will be. You know, maybe you've got the all kinds of right-wing conservative quotes around the conservative. I don't know what how else to describe them. Fascist. You got the fascist talk show hosts out there. You got the fascist networks. You got the new Air America socialist network. And I think it's damn about high time for a freedom network, a liberty-loving network, to be in this country and have a bunch of radio stations flip over to 24/7 freedom talk, because that is the antidote for all of this. Hello, America. Wake up. It's time to get out of that little six-pack stupor that you're in right now. Turn off the TV set, because you sure as hell can't get any good news from that. Unless you happen to have satellite, and then I guess there's some... you know, outside of America news sources out there. But you've got a government that deems to tell you what to eat, how much exercise you should do every day, where you, you know, put cameras in your homes, put GPS on your car.
And a chief of Homeland Security that says, well, we need to do away with those Fourth Amendment rights. They just get in the way of good law enforcement.
They think they know how to run your business. They think they know how to run your damn personal life to tell you exactly what to put in your body. Who do these people think they are? I didn't elect any of them. And I do not consent for them to control my life. How about you, Manwich?
I guess I haven't elected any of them either.
No. And I never gave any of them consent. My being born here doesn't give them the right to control me. This is a free country. It's supposed to be free. It deserves to be free. You people out there,
it's
even
not
those
a democracy,
of you,
as much you, as they might want to tell you.
You people out there, even those of you who sit on your ass and do nothing, even you deserve freedom. And I will be fighting for it. And Manwich, you'll be fighting for it. And all the members of the Free State Project and Libertarian Party and everybody who believes in freedom in this country will be fighting for it, even if you won't. 1-800-259-9231, and we'll be here again tomorrow night. Unless there's an untimely car crash. This is Free Talk Live at 7 o'clock Eastern Time.
Or a sniper on the roof
or a
somewhere.
Sniper. And we'll be back. See you then. If you're